Some companies are doing remarkably well despite the weak economy. Walmart reported a big jump in its third quarter earnings. Home Depot, the home improvement chain, also reported strong earnings. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
In a difficult economy, consumers price shop, and few retailers are better positioned to capitalize on that than large national chains like Walmart. For Walmart, which has more than 2,700 stores, price has always been a key selling point. Walmart spokesman Tom Williams says that's why he believes they're seeing customers that in the past might not have shopped at the company's stores.
Right now, we are seeing people in our stores we don't normally see. We are seeing people value shop. Without a doubt, people are shopping for value.
Walmart sales were up more than 15% for the quarter ending October 31st. Profits rose more than 8% compared with a year ago. David Campbell is a retail analyst with Davenport & Company. He says it's no surprise Walmart is doing well since consumers have become, in many cases, much more bargain conscious.
In a weak economy, people are trading down to a certain extent where they're seeing better prices at Walmart. Walmart's a cost leader in retailing. It's also done well with fashion, quality fashion, at a very good price.
And it wasn't only Walmart that did well in the third quarter. Atlanta-based Home Depot, a major supplier of home improvement products, saw its quarterly earnings rise by nearly 20% to $778 million. That was as some of the lowest mortgage interest rates in decades kept home buying strong and also prompted more people to refinance their home loans. Again, analyst David Campbell.
Definitely another mortgage refinancing cycle going on, and that should just spur people to do more work on their homes. And it's also a time when they might be traveling less, and that's generating increased interest in home improvement.
Campbell says he expects both Home Depot and Walmart could continue to see sales gains, though he says if the housing market weakens, Home Depot, which has said it plans to open more than 200 additional stores, could be hit hard. Both chains say they expect earnings for the fourth quarter of this year to at least meet analyst estimates. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Cheryl Corley.